With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane is brought to you by the Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Great Lakes Dragaway Memorial Day Classic Weekend, featuring an appearance by Leroy Butler, is May 27th and 28th. Get the latest details at greatlakesdragaway.com.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holt Chevrolet Studios with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf, and here's what you have to pick from in this evening's Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. Right lane, who or what would you blame the Packers' defensive failures on? Center lane, who's the one guy you hate to guard and pick up basketball? Return lane, do you want the Bucks to draft a project or an NBA-ready player? And we have a staging lane. Give me any advice that you would give somebody who's going out this weekend to buy a new grill. 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Leroy, Mike McCarthy telling ESPN Radio a couple days ago that the problems with the defense are not on Dom Capers. He's never considered firing Dom Capers. He doesn't see himself considering firing Dom Capers in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. Who or what would you blame the Packers' defensive failures on over the last handful of years?
Well, we had Ryan Wood on. We talked about that. You can go and listen to that interview in its entirety. And don't be shocked, because at the beginning of the interview, we don't even get into the football until like...
we talk drinks.
Yeah, right.
It's probably the best part of the interview.
Yeah, so 105. On demand.
You can learn a lot.
But you have to look at it. If loyalty hurts your team, or does, because he's obviously loyal to Don Capers. But you have to understand something. Don Capers is one of the architects of putting this defense, this 3-4 scheme together. So Mike obviously believes in the system. Now, you've had some players that you always had to deal with. If you look up, I wish we got no interns, right? Because I want to look at how many high draft picks you've had since he's been there. He had a lot of draft picks, but you have to always have to fix them some kind of way. You know, if you're a defensive end, you got to stand up. And if you're an end, you have to do this and this. You never play in a proper position. This year, they got cornerbacks. A couple of years ago, they got basketball and baseball players and made them cornerbacks. So they believe in the system. If he believes in the system, he's probably thinking, if I fire Dom, I'm going to stay with the system. I might as well keep him. Now, Steve, real quick, is going to give you how good or bad the defense was. They were 32nd. I think it was last in the league in
15-1.
Yeah, the 15-1 season. I thought it was over then. It's done, because the whole narrative was the defense is terrible, but they won 15 games. I think Aaron was MVP. That was the second MVP, I think. So the offense carried you. Now, I'm going to wrap this up by saying this, Rami. I don't care who the defensive coordinator is. I don't care what the scheme is. It's a team sport, but it's one person in a helmet. The players have to make it work. I will put a lot of the blame on the players to make it work. Because I don't care what kind of defense you're playing, you just don't let guys get behind you. Because he can make the perfect call, but if you slip, or if a guy just Julio Jones you and just throw you down because he's big and strong. Now, that goes back to Ted. Ted will get some of the shrapnel now. He'll get some of that because it's been an explosion on this defense. But I think loyalty is what Mike is looking at. That's why he will not fire him, no matter what the fans say, because ultimately he believes in the system. But I will put the blame more so on the players than Dom Capers.
McCarthy came in 2006. Did he hire Capers right off the bat with him?
Know.
No, he had
Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders.
Probably Bob, yeah.
That old joker.
And he brought in Capers from...
Robbie,
yes.
Google real quick. Tell me what year Capers started. What was his first full season with the Packers? Gotcha. So listen to me on this. So
2006. 2006. 2007. 2007. 2000, no.
After the NFC Championship.
2009.
2009. Okay.
2009.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2009 till 2016.
Yeah. 7 years.
8 years.
Yeah. This year will be 8 years. Well.
No, 8 years already.
8 years. Okay.
He's had two top 10 finishes.
Okay.
In yards. He was second in yards in 2009, his first year. Fifth in yards in 2010. And then 32, 11, 25, 15, 15, 22.
What about points, Steve, giving up points?
In points, they were 7th his first year, 2nd his second year, and then 19th, 11th, 24th, 13th, 12th, 21st. Now.
But he got a raw deal in 2012 when they go 15-1, and everybody says, but look at the horrible defense you had. The offense put up 35 points by halftime, and the rest of the game was garbage time.
Yep.
Teams just, you know, kept on dropping back and throwing deep passes.
What was the New England Patriots defense when it was Brady and Moss that year? Look that up. Because they were blowing up people that year. Tell me if they were 37
when they won 18-0. Before they got to the Super Bowl.
Right. See where they were ranked defensively because they were blowing people out left and right.
Moss had 22 touchdowns that year.
Holmgren comes into Green Bay. He takes over the Packers.
Yep.
Again, first couple of years was a rebuild, right?
Yep.
They were 23rd in yards allowed in 1992.
His very first year.
Okay?
Yeah.
Second year, they were 2nd in yards allowed.
Nice.
Next year, 6th in yards allowed.
Yep.
Next year, 14th in yards allowed, but 4th in points allowed. Mm-hmm. Next year, 1st in points allowed, 1st in yards allowed.
I help with that.
Next year, 7th in points, or 7th in yards, 5th in points. Next year, 4th in yards, 11th in points, and Holmgren left.
The 16-0 New England Patriots.
It's not even close.
The 16-0 New England Patriots during the regular season 2008 were ranked 10th in the NFL.
Right. So based on that, you can't use that as an excuse. If you would have came back to me, Clemens, and said, well, the Patriots that year, they were ranked 27th, then I'd go, okay, then your argument for the Packers being 32nd kind of makes sense to me because it was the same type of deal. But obviously, that doesn't say everything. I love Dom Capers. I will defend Dom Capers to the death on how smart a man this guy is. But there is clearly a problem with how they are building the defense.
Yeah.
Clearly, whether it's the coaching staff, the general manager, something is wrong when you have been this bad for this long.
He's getting
something's
grilled.
Wrong.
So that's the right lane, trying to figure out what's wrong. Who or what would you blame the Packers' defensive failures on? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Moving to the center lane, video surface today of Shaquille O'Neal playing pickup basketball and just tossing people around like they're children.
You gotta go see that.
It is ridiculous. It's up at our Facebook page, but that got us to thinking, who's that guy you hate guarding in pickup basketball? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Leroy said cable guy.
Hit it for me, Ron.
The guy who's, we're playing prison rules, huh? The guy who's wearing the knee braces,
mouthpiece,
elbow pads,
gargles,
jersey that's too tight. He's got a mouthpiece and goggles in. I hate hustle guy. The guy who just doesn't stop running. Diving for balls.
Sinus infection guy at the Y, because that means he's got bad breath through the whole game.
And he wipes his nose with his hand, Mike.
I kind of was hustle guy when I was younger. I just wouldn't stop running. I was diving everywhere. But no, as I've gotten older, no, man. I'm not.
Garrett say shirts and skins, and the guy got hair on his back, which was him.
I'm not chasing you all around. We're playing zone. I'm not chasing you all around, man. That's just not happening. Sparky, did you answer the question when we talked about this?
No.
Who's that guy you hate guarding when you play pickup basketball?
Anybody bigger than me.
Yeah. That's 99% of America.
That's right.
That guy who got thrown around by Shaq in that video, which again, you can see in our Facebook.
That'd be Steven Devin.
He looks like he's about Sparky size. And I don't know if he actually is or if it just looks that way because he's standing next to Shaquille O'Neal, but that dude looks like he's about Sparky size.
Yep.
And Shaq literally just takes one hand, tosses him like 4 feet out of bounds and throws it down. It's ridiculous. Why would you even try to cover Shaq, though? That guy deserved it.
It had to be on a pick and
roll. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather say you played in a pickup game with Shaq, or would you rather say you chickened out and went and sat on the bench and watched?
I'd rather say I chickened out because that means I'm smart.
I don't think so.
That means I'm a smart dude.
I think I'm trying to play.
So you think you get posterized?
I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm trying to be on the court and play with him or against
him.
That's
your competitive
spirit. One or the other. No, just to say I played a game with Shaq. I mean,
man.
Not a bit of a spirit.
You got a broken arm.
mean, if I'm playing guard, because I'm obviously not guarding the dude, I'm 5 foot whatever.
Pick and roll, you might.
Somebody else is going to have to guard him.
I told you, man. Dickie Simpkins used to guard it at Dickie Simpkins of the Bull.
His name says it all.
Like the 11th or 12th dude off their bench used to go to the athletic club in my neighborhood when I lived down in Illinois. A buddy of mine tried to get in his way. Dickie Simpkins threw it down and dropped his junk right on my buddy's face. Okay?
That's not nice.
Boom, y'all.
That's just not nice right there. But I mean, unless your buddy was talking crap the whole game, I mean, what is the point of that?
I don't think he was. I wasn't there. This is all by secondhand account.
To take a charge?
But he doesn't deny it. He fully admits that this is exactly what happened. Actually, I texted him, told him we were talking about this, and he said, effing Dickie Simpkins. This is what he texted back to me.
He got brushed his teeth for life.
He's still not happy.
No, I wouldn't be either. Don't get in the dude's way. If he plays professional basketball, don't get in that dude's way.
Play
it's
like
not going to end
game.
Well for you. I'm
Steve,
sorry.
Play like the All-Star game. Just let him go.
But that's the center lane. Who's
He's
that guy
grilled too.
That you hate guarding in a pickup game of basketball? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Moving to the return lane, Sparky, I was looking at Matt Velasquez's article last week of possible draft fits for the Bucks, and the first name he brings up is Ike Anubogu. I don't know if I'm saying that right. UCLA center, 6'10", 230, huge wingspan, and a high ceiling by a lot of scouts' accounts. And I was like, well, that's John Hammond's guy right there. But I don't know if they want to go project or if they want somebody who's NBA ready since they seem close to contending. Which way would you like to see them go?
I'll go with the highest ceiling guy, whoever that may be.
And a more polished guy.
Doesn't matter to me. Because, first of all, everybody in this draft class is freshmen and sophomores, it seems like. Yeah. I mean, there's like one junior projected to go in the first round up until like pick 31 right now.
Wow.
So, from that perspective, they're all young guys, freshmen or sophomores. So, how much more polished is a sophomore than a freshman? Some, but not that big of a difference. So, you now have to make a decision. Are you going to try and figure out, go power forward? Just in case Jabari can't come back and be the same player and draft that guy that can be ready in 2 or 3 years when you're ready to make that run, do you look for now and the future and say we need another scorer on the wing to come off the bench because they're in desperate need of that?
They need shooting.
So like a Luke Kennard would fit that role, an outside shooter. So, I mean, that's kind of what they have to weigh here. The have-to-play-now guy, there is no senior that's sitting in the middle of the first round where you're like, he can come in and give you 25 minutes and be ready to go right off the bench. Most of these guys are projects to begin with. Now, sure, you can throw De'Aaron Fox or somebody up in the lottery right into the fray, and so go, but more than likely, they're on a bad basketball team. Mm-hmm. They're not going to win basketball games. He can turn over the ball and make mistakes, and nobody's going to care because he's learning under fire. With this Bucks team, they're trying to be back in the playoffs next year and win a series, I would think.
Yep.
They don't want to have, I can't imagine Jason Kidd necessarily, wants to go through those type of mistakes, playing a kid 20 or 25 minutes a night. Even Thon, he was playing 9, 10 minutes for most of the season until we got later into closer to the playoffs. Then occasionally he'd throw him 20 minutes, but for most of the season he barely played.
So that's the return lane. Do you want the Bucks to draft a project or an NBA-ready guy? 799-1250. Or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. And in the staging lane this afternoon, I'm going to buy a new grill this weekend, just asking for any tips, advice that you have when shopping for a grill. You know who's one person we didn't ask about this? A guy who I'm sure has plenty of grilling experience. He's on the other side of the glass, and that's Mike Clemens. Mike, do you have any advice for somebody who's going to buy a grill? What do you look for in a grill?
I'm still a favorite charcoal.
Really?
I tried gas
old
grills.
Had
a lot of gas grills, but I just seem to somehow get a better smoke out of them.
Better smoke. Okay. All right. I think charcoal's overrated, but that's a great debate that's not going to end today here on the Wendy's Big Show, so let's not try and settle it. But we've reset the big topics discussed on today's Big Show. Now you get the final say on them. Right lane, who or what would you blame the Packers' defensive failures on? Center lane, who's the one guy you hate to guard and pick up basketball? Return lane, do you want the Bucks to draft a project or an NBA-ready player? And the staging lane,
all right,
what do you look for when buying a grill? 799-1250.
Ask Mr. Weber on the hotline what he's going to say.
Or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. And joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank hotline is Gary Ellerson. GE, where are you at, my friend?
Well, I'm at the Milwaukee Neri House, the Lombardi House that was chosen. And we're out here they cause that benefits the Vince Lombardi Foundation.
Where is that? What city is that in, G?
Well, that's going to be over here, and that's a good question, Sparks.
You don't know what city you're in? You drove there.
Hey, man.
Concussion. How do you not know he drove there?
He's in concussion protocol.
I'm in Greendale.
Greendale. Okay. There we go.
Man in concussion protocol. You know that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is this Greendale, folks?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you're at.
Yeah, I'm in Greendale, Wisconsin.
That's good.
So what is that? This is the event where you have to have the garden cocktail or cocktail garden attire, right?
Yeah, you got to have the garden cocktail dress is required.
Are you dressed in garden cocktail attire right now, Gary?
Yeah, I have my seersuckle jacket on.
Oh.
If you are a man of the South, you have to wear a seersuckle over here.
All right.
Right.
I don't know if you were listening on your way to Greendale or wherever you are today, but we were asking people, because I'm going to buy a new grill this weekend, asking people for tips and advice on when you're going out to buy a new grill. What do you look for when buying a grill or a barbecue?
Well, I always buy Weber. So there you go.
Okay.
And then Weber will give you different models. And like most things, Rummy, they're pretty expensive, but it's going to last a long time. But they have different price points for where you kind of need to be.
Do you like the side burner on it, or could you do without the side burner?
See, you can do, because I didn't have a side burner on my first one. But as I, grew up in life and made a little bit more money, you were able to buy the side burner.
So you're saying I should go without the side burner because I'm still somewhat early in life and not making any money.
My daughter just bought one the other day. It's called the Weber Spirit. Great barbecue grill. My son has the Spirit as well, and he paid $400 for it.
Okay. That's not too bad. All right, GE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have fun out there, man.
I want to tell everybody, just tell everybody right now, though, Ramdas. So we're out here. I'm in Greendale. You need to go to MilwaukeeNary.org and buy your tickets, and you will get the address when you do that. Santana Dawson is out here right now with me, and the cost for the tickets is $150, but all the proceeds will be going to a great cause, which is the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. So go to MilwaukeeNary.org for more information, and you come out here and you'll have a chance to hang out with Santana and myself.
All right, GE. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
All right, bud. Yep.
Gary joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home. Who or what do you blame the Packers' defensive failures on? Who's that one guy you hate to guard and pick up basketball? Do you want the Bucks to draft a project or NBA-ready player? And what do you look for when buying a new grill? That's what you have to pick from when you pick a lane at 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Next on Sports Radio, 1057 FM, The Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East, leading patio furniture retailer in Wisconsin, having their annual May 10th sale in Waukesha. With over 120 patio furniture sets to choose from, Masters East is where family fun is still affordable. First on the Fan, it's the Brewers and Cubs. Just wrapping up a rain delay right now at Wrigley Field. Started almost 2 hours ago. The top of the sixth, Milwaukee came back with a 4-3 lead before they broke out the tarp. Actually, Milwaukee getting that scoring in the fifth inning, started by Travis Shaw, who hit his 12th double of the year. He has hit safely now in 10 consecutive games. And also, Craig Counsell today starting Eric Sogard, just brought up recently, in left field. He talked about that decision.
He's a good defensive player. And look, this is I don't care who you're putting in the outfield today. This is going to be a tough day to play the outfield.
After the last pitch, we'll have the postgame show, Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show with Tim Allen, and the latest from Wrigley Field right here on The Fan. In the National Football League, Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy saying he's never wavered in his decision to renew Dom Capers as his defensive coordinator. Packers today signed their second-round pick, safety Josh Jones. The Cleveland Browns signing their rookie defensive end, Myles Garrett, the number one pick overall in the NFL draft, to a blockbuster deal. 4 years, over $50 million guaranteed. And Tom Brady's agent says the Patriots quarterback never had a concussion last season, even though his wife, Gisele, told the CBS News that he has them, quote, all the time. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. I'm Mike Clemens at Sports Radio 1057 FM The Fan. Listen live on the WSSP smartphone app. at AM 1250 or online at 1057FMTheFan.com.
The real Miami, the MIA, this is where we hustle.
Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm, every day I'm hustling.
So Wendy's Big Show, we're in the midst of Great Lakes Dragway.
Yeah, Matt didn't change his glasses.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, time to go home and get the real ones.
Put on the scripts. We're resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show, giving you the final say on them in Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Right lane, who or what do you blame the Packers' defensive failures on? Center lane, who's the one guy you hate to guard and pick up basketball? Return lane, do you want the Bucks to draft a project or an NBA-ready player? And the staging lane, what do you look for when you're buying a new grill? Because I am this weekend. Just looking for a little help, a little advice. 799-1250.
Help us out,
people. Or email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. But you know what that music means. Leroy Butler,
yes, sir.
Always hustling. And you can go out and meet him while he's hustling. Where at this weekend, Leroy?
I'll be at the Pick and Save, obviously, in West Dallas or Stallus.
Okay.
6760 West National Avenue. And I'll be there from 11 to 2. And actually, I may have bobbleheads for sale.
What? I thought you sold out.
They were.
A new shipment came in?
A few of them in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you have to pay full price because we had to pre-order
right.
this pass.
So right.
Pay full price. But here's the reason why, again, we have a program for your school. If you want me to visit your school, I have an anti-bullying program. I'll come visit your school. You get a chance to introduce me. Swing by, give me your school name, and it's free. So just come back, give me your school name, your principal's name. I'll call them up because I'm going to do a drawing, and we'll post that. Just come by and bring the family by.
Before the end of the school year, you're going to do it?
Yeah, or if you want to say, hey, listen, you want to come next year for opening
gotcha.
In September, I'll come then, too. It's up to
right.
you. Because this time of the year, teachers are looking for stuff because it's winding down. Yeah,
absolutely.
Do.
Yep.
So I've done quite a few schools. I got about 13 to do before June 9th.
Wow.
So I'm going to squeeze you in there. So, and I'll have other stuff for sale. Footballs, jerseys, books, and things of that nature. So come by. And you can get a free recipe card because my cookbook should be out by Father's Day. So,
middle of June? Much.
Yeah, probably about on the 20th, 21st, yep. Father's Day. 6760 West National Avenue in West Dallas.
All right, let's get through some of these calls at 799-1250. And we need
help with this grill.
Josh in Brookfield, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's
Good.
Up?
So I got an answer for all four of your questions. The first one being injuries and wrong personnel for the defense. The guy I hate guarding is Jim Carrey from Gale Guy. Oh, dipshit. Oh, excuse me. And then as far as for the next two again, I would draft a Bucks player that has got the highest ceiling with how young our team is right now. You look at what happened with our center with Finn Maker. And he was a project, and he ended up starting for us the end of the year and putting up some good numbers for us. And then as far as the grill goes, I'd go against the charcoal unless you want to spend extra time every single time you cook. Because right. I had a charcoal grill for a long time. It was such a pain in the butt. Every single time you're cooking, it's a half hour of getting your charcoal ready, and you can't just go out there and make something right away.
So you went with the propane.
Yeah, I got propane now, and I love it.
Yep, so. I love mine too. All right, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Because when I'm grilling, I just want quick. And you're not even, let's say, okay, a lot of people are upset that I'm saying charcoal.
The taste is different between charcoal and propane.
Yeah, but
I don't disagree with that.
I don't
at
want
all.
My food tasting like charcoal. If anything, I want my food tasting like
wood
chips.
Well, you definitely should not charcoal out then.
That's why I have a smoker that doesn't use charcoal. It's electric and uses wood chips and wood chips only. I just want that mesquite or hickory flavor in my food. I don't want the taste of charcoal in my food. And also, it takes a long time for that taste to get into your food.
It sure does.
That's what smoking is for. When I'm grilling, I want it to be quick. I'm looking to make a chicken breast, a burger, a brat, a hot dog, something like that. I want to be done in 20 minutes. Let's go to Bill in Greenfield. You're on the Wendy's
Big
Show.
It'll be over.
What's up, Bill?
Yeah, I would go with the Weber grill.
Okay.
I've had two of them, and I had one for 18 years, and I gave that to Baby Tausch out in Carroll.
Nice.
And nice.
I bought a new one about 3 years ago, and it's all stainless steel, and ooh. With the three burners, I'd say that's the best deal.
Can you give Rami one? You got any more rest?
Yeah, you want to give me one?
We'll pick it up.
Bill, do you go side burner or no side burner? This is the debate between me and the girlfriend.
I don't have a side burner.
It's kind of unnecessary, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I say too. See, men are always right.
So let me see if I got this right.
No.
So you
not.
Don't ever. So let me see if I got this right. So you never cook anything with your burgers or hot dogs. You just have that in like a bag of chips. So you don't make like a vegetable or anything like that.
Inside, I do, right? But I'll do that in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, domestic.
I'll do that on the stove.
You'd rather do that on the stove than just staying outside the whole time and doing right. it and enjoying
if,
the weather.
If the choice is having a side burner,
doesn't cost extra.
Or for the same price, having a little something extra inside of the grill itself, either. More grilling space, an extra burner, whatever the case may be, I'll take the latter.
Yeah, it won't be. You'll see. Side burners are on almost all these grills now. Almost all the grills that you see in like Blaine's Farm and Fleet and all these stores all have the side burner now. It's almost standard
well, we're
now
going
with
there
most
tomorrow.
Of these grills.
I think I got Rami a good deal. So.
No, I know you got Rami a good deal based on what you told Rami.
Let's get in one more here. It's going to be Ty.
Not good, great.
Ty's in Philly, PA. Now he's on the Wendy's Big
I'm
Show.
Get ripped off, Steve.
What's up, T.Y.?
Well, hey, they don't charge you the other percent.
You?
Yeah.
Hey, first and foremost, man, I want to thank 36 for my gift. I received it and love it.
Oh, appreciate
it's definitely that. It's definitely going on my walls pretty soon. Appreciate it, though, 36.
Anytime, buddy.
You like that Amon Carroll jersey you sent him?
Hey, Carroll.
That was nice of you.
We don't even have a Amon Carroll jersey.
And I want to say that as far as margaritas,
yeah.
On the rocks with a little bit of Patron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is Patron? Because I don't
tequila.
Drink.
Tequila.
Tequila,
oh, that's
man.
Tequila? Is that strong?
Oh, it's good stuff.
It sneak up on you?
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And as far as the Packers, I definitely agree with the first caller. It's definitely injuries and personnel. But as far as the personnel, it's drafting. So, I mean, if you got to pin the blame on somebody, I think it's Ted Thompson.
Okay.
I think in the last, you know, four or five drafts, we had opportunities to be aggressive, but we're so conservative as an organization. You know, just to throw some stuff out there, I started drafting Randall a couple of years ago, or Randall and Rollins. I would have liked us to draft, or, you know, take a flanker on a Marcus Peters, you know, if we draft up. I know, you know, we're giving up high picks to go up in the draft like that, but sometimes if you want a defense that's going to be, you know, great top 10 defense, you got to take risks sometimes. And I just don't see that from Ted Thompson.
Nope.
He's a very conservative
guy.
So.
He's shown. He'll
change a little bit this year, though.
It's for free agency and stuff. But he'll go from second round into the first. That won't cost as much. But you're saying to go from the bottom of one to the top 10, that costs way more. Well, I mean, look at what the Bears gave up to move one pick up in the top three.
Yeah, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if it's worth it.
Marcus Peters got drafted at like 17, 18.
Right.
Yeah, by Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah, right. And we chose Randall at like 27 or 28.
So 10 picks. Right, yeah.
Peters is bigger too, right? Isn't Peters bigger?
Yep.
Yeah, that kid,
right.
man.
You know, like we always say, like down the middle of the field is the quickest way to the end zone. Like, you know, these linebackers, these middle linebackers that can't cover, and we got to sub other players in and out. And I know what the game is going too far as the nickel nowadays, but it's about having players who can impact the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody like the kid that went to San Francisco, the middle linebacker, yeah, he had his questions. But, you know, everybody that I heard from, this kid will impact the game immediately. So we never had a player that could impact the game in the middle of the field.
Based on listening to Ryan Wood, they weren't going to draft Reuben Foster anyhow.
Thanks for the call.
Because that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for these hybrid safeties to make them into linebackers. That's what Jones is going to be, and that's what Morgan Burnett's going to be, because they're going to be a nickel and dime the whole time. So really, while we all wanted Reuben Foster, I don't think the Packers ever even really thought about it.
No, they wanted cornerback, and they said Joe Thomas is our brace guy, so we'll do the two safeties. We want to be faster and more athletic.
And now, apparently, according to a report I saw today, them and the Saints are looking at a former Steelers center who's coming off of injury from last year and possibly looking to bring in another offensive lineman.
I'm okay with that.
So we'll see.
You know what I'm okay with?
What's that?
Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. I'm more than okay with that. Great food and drinks. Tons
they
of flat screens.
They have fish now on Fridays.
As
so
far
don't
as
always think you got to go to the other place. They have
oh,
fish
Oh, they got
on
fish
Friday.
There. Yes. Don't get it twisted.
What kind of fish?
My girlfriend got the firecracker shrimp last time we were there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Is that spicy?
I ate half of it, dude. I'm telling you.
It's got a little kick.
It's not too spicy, but it's got a little kick. Yeah, if Leroy can eat it, it's not
Leroy
too spicy.
I'd eat it then.
It was so good.
I don't like nothing spicy.
But flat screens, as far as the eye can see, including in that D&B Sports Lounge, three 161-inch screens, 8 75-inch screens. You got the $1 million midway with all the latest and greatest arcade games. And Dave & Buster's is the place to book your next big company event or party of any kind. But I want to talk to you guys today about something that is truly life-changing. Make-A-Wish, the brand charity for Dave & Buster's, the fastest company to the $5 million contribution mark for Dave for Make-A-Wish, and still going strong. Dave & Buster's is pledged to contribute $2 million this year alone, and here are some of the great things that Dave & Buster's is doing to help support Make-A-Wish. Wish parties, where they host a wish child, friends, and families to a party at Dave & Buster's before or after receiving a wish. Selected D&B menu items when purchased, give a percentage to Make-A-Wish. A converted retro game will be donated to Make-A-Wish, courtesy of Dave & Buster's, and our Wauwatosa location has raised over $17,000 last year at their golf outing for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the goal is to double that this year. 90 golfers played in last year's event. They want to grow that number too. They had an amazing auction last year. In need of donated items for this year's auction, anything is great. They need a variety of items. Here's how you get in. Tuesday, June 27th, 11 a.m., shotgun start, followed by food, beverage, and auction at Dave & Buster's at 5 o'clock. $20 if you want to attend just the dinner and the auction. If you want to be in the golf outing, call Silver Spring Golf Club. Players must sign up by calling the golf course at 262-252-4666. Again, call Silver Spring Golf Club at 262-252-4666 and help Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa help all the deserving kids with Make-A-Wish. They need players, sponsors, auction items. Contact General Manager Paul Bowles with any sponsorships, donations, or questions at 414-0100. That's Paul, and the number again is 414-454-0100.
We're going to donate a jersey to that. It's Friday, Rum Dog.
It is.
And I know area fish.
Like
people
fish
like
on
to eat
Friday.
Fish fried.
Yep.
So I'm about to try the Bass Ale Battered Fish and Parmesan Potato Chips.
Ooh. I'm not a big fan of fish, but if Dave & Buster's is making it, I'll probably eat it.
It's 8 ounce wild caught.
We'll be right back right after this on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holt Chevrolet. That's going to do it for us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Our thanks to our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, our Milwaukee baseball insider. Ryan.
Brewers making some nice plays in the field right now. 6-3 lead over the Cubs.
6-3, top of the seventh. Tim Allen will be here with the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show as soon as that game is over. If you missed anything on today's show, check out
Fan. Out of rain delays, I guess not.
Fan on demand at 1057FMTheFan.com. That's brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. I think I'm going to get a Weber. I think I'm going to go without the side burner, and I think Leroy Butler's going to get me a great deal.
Right now, Wrigley Field. Yeah, right now, Wrigley Field looks like Marlins Park. Attendance 15.
Yeah, everybody left.
I'll see you at Pick and Save tomorrow in West Dallas, 6-760 West National.
I'm Rami Makhlouf for Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I guess Mike Clemens. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.